We are talking here today with Kenya Prescott from the Kemperknight volleyball program. She has recently announced and signed to go play volleyball over at DMAC in Boone. Kenya, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Kenya, congratulations on the decision. How does it feel to kind of have that part of all of this over and done with? I know this was something that has kind of been with you for a while, whether you were going, where you were going, all that, so that it's done now. How does it feel?
Feels good to have a decision and be able to plan, but it still doesn't really set in for a while. But, you know, you're going to college and you're playing a sport in college.
Was that something that you've always wanted to do, or when did you realize or start thinking about maybe playing volleyball at the next level?
I mean, I kind of went back and forth for a lot of years. My freshman year, I really wanted to, and then my sophomore year, I didn't. And I just kept going back and forth, but, I mean, it's definitely always been in my mind and been an opportunity or a choice that I've kept in the back of my mind.
What was it that was making it going back and forth for you? Was it just the way you felt about your ability, or was it something else?
Kind of multiple things. My ability, A, kind of how the season went, you know, how I felt about just generally putting in all the effort. Like, do I want to play a sport? You know, that's a lot of effort. You know, it's a big commitment while on top of school. And so I just didn't really know what I wanted to do.
And I know you're a very good student, so being able to be in class and your class is really important to you. So how much was that an impact on whether or not you felt you could handle playing a sport and going to class at the same time?
I mean, it was factored into the decision, but I feel like I've never really struggled with putting school first and finding time. So although it was in my decision, I'd say more deciding if I wanted to actually play volleyball was more my choice than factoring in school. Because I'm pretty confident in my schoolwork and being able to figure that out and asking for help and that type of thing.
What was the final deciding factor then that made you decide that volleyball was something you wanted to do and that you were willing to sign with somebody?
I'd say it was more that, you know, I wasn't really ready to be done yet. I really love playing, obviously, and I'm pretty competitive, and I felt like if I was just doing school, I would miss that aspect of my life, and I just wasn't ready to be done quite yet.
When did the recruiting process start for you? Did you start reaching out to schools within this last year or even before, or did school start reaching out to you?
I'd say it kind of started after my junior year-ish. It was both. I mean, I feel like I reached out just as much as people reached out to me. So,
who were the schools that you were reaching out to, and then who were the schools that maybe led the reaching out to you?
Honestly, there were quite a few that, and between the last 2 years and me going back and forth, I feel like I really focused more on my seasons, but I didn't, you know, keep a communication with some schools because I kept going back and forth, but I don't know.
Did you get a chance to visit many of the schools, and which schools did you all go to?
By the end of my senior season, I didn't really want to play anywhere because I just didn't have a good experience my senior year, so I really wasn't really communicating. I didn't really want to talk to anyone, and I didn't visit as much, so I really only visited DMAC because I was like, I don't think I'm really going to play, but, you know, I'll try it, whatever, it's fine. I didn't really, like, decide I wanted to play until Kay Maitland, and I played with the All-Star Tournament, and I played with some people I'll be playing with at DMAC, and they just really made me want to play again, kind of reignited my love for the game.
Did they say anything to you? Did you know already that they were going to DMAC?
Actually, no. It was a complete coincidence that we would play together. We didn't even know. We just, like, started talking on social media afterward, and we're like, wait, you're going to this recruitment day? Like, it was complete coincidence.
So who were some of the kids that you played with that are going to be joining you over at DMAC?
I know Coral Matheny is for sure, and I think Emma Flathers is considering it. So,
how much...
Coral's an outside, and Emma's a setter.
Okay. How much did Matty Wagner having that connection with Kemper, with you, with your, you know, her dad having been on the staff a few years ago while you were playing, how much did her being over at DMACC help out with the recruitment?
Well, John Wagner should honestly have a job at DMACC for recruitment at this point, because those two would not leave me alone. But they definitely were factored into my decision because they're kind of a second family, and they really, really wanted me to go and were always, always encouraging me.
What was the trip over to DMACC like? What did you see with the campus? What stood out for you about the program?
What stood out for me was the smaller classes. I like that, knowing your professor and that type of thing, because it's kind of similar to Kemper. It's hard to excel in your schoolwork if you're scared to ask questions. And I really liked the apartment style, and they have multiple roommates, and it was honestly kind of nice dorms. Kind of big. I was really surprised.
Did you know much
and
about...
And I like that it was close home.
Did you know much about Boone before you went over and DMACC?
Oh, no. Not really. All I really knew is that Anna played there.
Have you had some conversations with Anna, what it's been like?
Oh, yes. Anna was a very helpful mentor in this process. Any questions, she was always answering me and encouraging me. And she said through all the ups and downs, you know, she doesn't regret it for a second, doing something different than everyone else. And she was always super sweet to me when I was a little. And so talking to her was fun.
What were your conversations with the DMACC coaches like? What did they see in you as a volleyball player and how you can help their program?
Most of our conversations, considering I knew Maddie so well, were pretty informal. I never really felt too awkward, and they made me feel pretty at home. And they just talked about, you know, what they are looking for on their team and where they think obviously I'm going to play back row, but I'm not going to hit. just that type of thing.
Do you want to hit?
I'd love to hit if I could.
I know you've got some you've got experience as a hitter, do you not?
Oh, yeah. Back in seventh grade, yeah.
So, libero, I know you want to be back row. Are you going to focus on libero, or is it just going to be a DS? What are you thinking, and what are they thinking?
Obviously, I'll want to play libero, but wherever they need me is wherever I'll play.
Kenya, what do you feel are your strengths as a volleyball player?
I'd say my strengths are I'm really competitive. I really, really enjoy winning, and that kind of kicks in a second gear for me when it's kind of close. I like the pressure. It makes you play better, I think.
Where do you feel you can still get better?
I have a tendency to talk too quiet. I mean, they just, for some reason, don't hear me sometimes. So I'd say that's my biggest weakness, is I'm not loud enough.
How do you work on that? How do you become a louder person when you're a quiet person in real life?
Scream. Enunciate.
Is that something you feel you can do well at?
I can try.
I think college is going to help you come out of that little shell a little bit for you. I think it'll be great for you. As far as any other things with volleyball, what do you want people to know about DMACC volleyball and what you're hoping over the next 2 years?
I'd say I'm just super excited to obviously play, but play with the girls, because they've been super sweet and inviting to me, and the coaches have been nothing but nice. That's it. I'm like, super excited.
Have you gotten a good chance to get to know a lot of the girls?
Oh, yeah. I have. We talk all the time.
That's great to hear. We've talked a little bit about your education. We know how important it is to you. Have you decided yet what you want to major in and what you want to do on later in life, or is that something that you'll determine once you get there?
I hope I'll determine it when I get there. That's the goal.
Anything's excited here? Anything that's interesting to you right now?
I kind of like forensics and something in the medical field, towards that way.
All right. That's way above my knowledge level, I will tell you that. Well, Kenya, I tell you what, it's always fun getting a chance to catch up with you. I appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the absolute best of luck, and hoping to get a chance to see you. Best of luck coming up. I know you got a soccer match coming up yet this evening.
Yes, I do.
You bet. Kenya Prescott again with the Kemper Knights. Again, she is headed to DMAC to continue her education as well, play volleyball.